AircheckDownloads.com.
It's 2 minutes past nine. Super crazy
weather. Well, here's the forecast for this Friday. Mostly sunny in places, but some scattered showers quite heavy as well, with some rumbles of thunder. Top temperature inland reaching 21 Celsius. That's around 70 degrees Fahrenheit today. Pollen forecast medium. Those winds moderate fresh southwesterly, veering more westerly as the day goes on. And the outlook for the next 24 hours. In fact, the outlook for the weekend for tomorrow, mostly dry with some good sunny spells. And Sunday, a dry start, but soon becoming wet and fairly windy. And that's the way it looks.
Any weather looks good with Super Glazing.
Guaranteed.
With Super Glazing windows and doors, you'll keep warm, whatever the weather.
You know, listening to Glenn Thompson in the morning sends you to the moon and back.
Victor FM. The all-time top 500.
Now, three more of the songs you voted your all-time favourites. Brought to you by Kent's favourite for buying and selling cars, Auto Trader.
Yes, good morning. Westy, pass me that envelope over there, please. Just the envelope. That's the top three one. That's good. Now, just open it up for me. Let's have a look here. What we got for you today? Oh, yes, the Doors. Roy Orbison, but we'll kick the whole thing off today. Lou Reed, but first of all, the Doors for you, yes.
Auto Trader, all-time top 500.
I haven't heard this for ages. 4 minutes past nine now. Welcome.
Kent's best music on Invicta FM.
Three from the top 500.
Classic out of 1972. Take a walk on the wild side. 9:14 now.
The Auto Trader all-time top 500.
The all-time top 500 songs. But Auto Trader has over 5,000 cars on show every week. That's why Auto Trader is Kent's number one.
So then, three stonking songs from the all-time top 500. Question is, what was record number one this morning? Come on, little test here for you. Give us a call if you know, 0227 77 2000. We followed it with Roy Orbison and I Drove All Night. And, of course, Lou Reed and Take a Walk on the Wild Side. But what was that song number one this morning? Hello, who's calling?
It's Sandy from Margate.
Yes, Sandy, what's the answer?
It was The Doors.
The Doors, which one?
Light My Fire.
Come on, baby, light my fire. Yeah. Yes. Just a little test to see if you're listening closely. Was, of course, doing wonders on the network chart number one, but, of course, knocked off last week by Take That and Pray. And, of course, we have a brand new network chart this coming Sunday with the Jensen Man from 4 through till 7 on Invicta FM. In the headlines this morning, how a darts team put the wind up their rivals by firing their arrows through Amazonian blowpipes. And also a new TV commercial, I don't know if you've seen it, has been banned for Bird's Eye because of the chicken star's foul language. It seems that the clucking of the chicken in the background sounds like it's saying something else, but we'll look into that in more detail for you a little bit later on. Of course, Double or Quits with the Maidstone Sony Centre Sale, your first choice for Sony between midday and 1 o'clock, and we welcome back our contestant for a fourth attempt today, Mark Wyatt. That's between midday and one. Next, though, the travel situation.
Invicta Travel, I'm Simon Beale.
Thanks very much, Simon. The forecast today, well, mostly cloudy, some sunny spells, some fairly heavy showers at times with the rumble of thunder or two, and a top temperature inland 21 Celsius, that's 70 Fahrenheit. The weekend outlook, I'm afraid, pretty unsettled. That's the way it looks.
Kent's best travel news, Invicta FM.
Glenn Thompson, Invicta FM.
Who's going to ride your wild horses? You too, from Invicta FM at 9:27. Well, there's a great story this morning in the press of a new commercial for Bird's Eye, which has been banned because of the chicken star's foul language, can you believe? Advertising watchdogs got in a flap when they listened to the soundtrack of chickens clucking in the background. They realised the cluck, cluck, cluck sounded suspiciously like a swear word. The ad for crispy chicken showing a housewife serving up chicken chunks to her family was due to be broadcast on Tuesday, but it was plucked from the screens at the last minute, quite literally, after it was banned by the Broadcast Advertising Clearance Centre. All because they thought the chickens were saying something else. We'll shake the latest golf situation next this morning.
When you need a motor insurance quote.
Kent's best 24 hours a day. Well, of course, day two of the British Open at Royal St George's in Sandwich. And we'll find out the latest on this morning's play right now with Steve Garvey, who reports live for us at 9:30.
A murky morning with light drizzle has given way to blue skies and hazy sunshine.
Invicta
FM, the music power station.
Is it my imagination, or does that sound a little bit like, we are family, I've got all my sisters with me? Well, a little bit, maybe. Call me a disc jockey. Nobody else does. It's 21 minutes to 10 right now. Good morning. Glenn Thompson with the massive four-hour music marathon every Sunday through to Friday between 9 o'clock and 1 o'clock in the afternoon. You're most welcome to it. And by the way, if you'd like to fax the programme, we'll do you and your company or whatever proud. Just give us a little fax and we'll say hello to you this Friday morning. Perhaps you'd like to let us know what you're doing for the weekend, because we're nosy like that. 0227 771558 is the fax machine number. 0227 771558. If you're going to day two of the Kent County Show, by the way, at Dedling Showground, traffic very busy. We'll check out that in a moment with Kirsty. But of course, nip along and see Invicta FM and the Kent Tech. We're on stands 247, and you can find out about your favourite radio station, of course, the importance of training credits as well. And by the way, I look forward to seeing you there tomorrow afternoon between about 1 and 5, all right, doing the last stint along with Neil Francis. So we'll both be along there on Saturday, tomorrow afternoon, to see you. So if you can make it along, we look forward to that. It's 20 to 10, the travel news next.
Action Stations focuses on the work of the ambulance service all next week.
In Victor FM Travel News.
Here's somebody who's feeling very tired and really looking forward to a big breakfast. Kirsty.
Hey, a big fry.
Wouldn't that be nice, eh?
It would be delicious.
Do you know what? I think I'll down tools and come along with you.
Will you? Thank
yes.
you, Glenn. Let's get our breakfast. Right. We're over Canterbury at the moment.
Aircheckdownloads.com.